Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just test two people, say increase. Increase, test somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop and Doc will be coming up a little later on in the program. We just want to give God some praise as we get started. A lot is going on, ladies and gentlemen, on the planet, but we got to thank God for who he is, for he is God all by himself. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Yes, praise God. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're excited about what God is doing on the earth, but we know how important prayer is. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us as we pray tonight. Yes, yes. Yes, you must pray, folks. I want to encourage everybody to step up their prayer life, step it up to the next level. We've always needed prayer, but we need Jesus even more each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Hey, that call-in number, I want you to tweet it out a couple times there, at least 10 times, the people that you know, 347-843-4559. I can guarantee everybody on the planet needs prayer, whether they know it or not. I believe everybody needs prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we do. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, he's the only one. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord is the only one, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much. That number, 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines a little later on because prayer is so important. If you do have a prayer request or a comment on tonight as well, feel free to bring that to us later on. And when we open up the lines, we want to make sure we don't miss anybody specifically for prayer. But if you do have a comment as well about the program, we'd love to have you come on later on, okay? Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture for tonight is Romans 12, Romans chapter 12. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter. I'll be reading verses 1 through 5 here in a few seconds here. Romans 12, verses 1 through 5. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 12 in the name of Jesus, the word of God. Yeah. Yeah. Can't stop praising, folks. Can't stop praising the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand everything, ladies and gentlemen, that's going on, but we got to thank God for who he is through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. So thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word of God, Romans 12, 1 through 5, and we're excited about the word tonight. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the key word right there. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that it is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, accordingly to God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members of one body, all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. We give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop. I want you in your heart and mind, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time.
God bless you, Alex. We're grateful tonight for the Lord is all what he is doing and how he has blessed us to see another day. I've come to encourage you tonight to hold on to the word of God and believe what God has said and know that God is a man that he cannot lie, not the son of man that he has to repent. And as we pray against all of this violence that's taking place, the murder that is taking place in our countries, we pray for the safety of our people. We pray for the safety of our children, our communities, our neighborhoods, our loved ones. We pray, God, even as for those families that have lost loved ones through murder in school today in Texas, we pray for those families, God. We pray tonight, God, that you will strengthen them, and as we encourage them through the word of God. And Father, as we as a body of Christ join together in prayer for other people, for those that are hurting, for those that are in pain, and those that are in need, and those that are without, we're praying for all types of things tonight because we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of as. And the word of God said, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Because the word of God let us know the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down those imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. As we as a body of Christ, we cannot stop praying. We must continue to pray, and we must believe God hear us when we pray. We must believe as we touch and agree tonight, situation going to change on our behalf and on the behalf of other people. Lives will be changed. People will be healed. People will be delivered and set free from every addiction in their lives, because God is no respected person. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your word. You watches over your word to perform it. So can your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto your board, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the things whereto you send it. Lord, your word says you will wound me for our transgression. You will bruise for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our people don't it, but it's with your sight we are here. Father God, we pray for those families that lost loved ones and children today at school. We pray for those families, God, as you comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able to comfort. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that individual that are sick tonight, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chest of our feet was on it, but with your sight, we are already healed. We thank you for that healing even now, God.
We thank you for the miracles in their lives, even now, God. In the name of Jesus, there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for salvation tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We adore you. God, we pray, God, that some soul, some man, some woman, some individual will surrender their lives totally to you tonight, God. And you wash them, purify them, cleanse them, wash them, give them a new mind. Father, we give you praise tonight. We adore you for it. We magnify you. We glorify you because you alone is worthy of all the praise, of all the glory and the honor. Father, there is, oh God. Your word said, this is the comfort that we have from you. If we ask anything according to your will, that you hear it us. And Father, because you hear us tonight, because you deliver those that are bound tonight, and because you deliver those and set them free tonight, and Father, we give you praise for it. We glorify your name. We lift your name up. Lord, give them a new life. Give them a new start in life. Give them a new beginning in life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for our nation tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our government. We pray for our leaders in the Congress and Senate, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you orchestrate, God, in this hour, in this season. Father God, we thank you for every open door. We thank you for every promise of God coming to pass in our lives. We thank you, God, as you work in miracles for that man tonight, that individual tonight, that child tonight, that daughter tonight, that husband or that wife tonight. Father God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but Lord, power in of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of. And Father, your words say one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, know that you are able and know that you will, God, and know that you can. And Father, we give you praise tonight, God. We ask you, God, to give them a mind of peace, God, peace of mind, God. Keep, God, those that are confused in mind, God, we ask you to bring peace and mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those families tonight as you encourage them, as you strengthen them, Lord, as you be with them. And Father, you are all-knowing. You know every situation. You know about all the circumstances of life. And Father, we know that your word says you will never put more on us than we are able to bear. But God, we know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you can cover them in your blood. 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 God, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight for some young man's life, for some young daughter's life, for some child, some man, some woman tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus as they, God, surrender their lives to you. That man is about to commit suicide. That daughter, that child is about to commit suicide. We plead the blood of Jesus against them right now. In the name of Jesus, we pull down that stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and we praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you, God, as you continue to apply for every need in their lives, God. We thank you tonight. God, we thank you that you are a way maker. You are a burden bearer. God, you're people, God. In the name of Jesus, keep our minds in perfect peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep our minds stayed on you. Father, we need you as never before. God, we ask you to look on every country, every state, every city, every government. Father God, we look on that man, that woman in other countries, God. We ask you to move by your spirit, God. Supply that need tonight in the name of Jesus. Heal that body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, no matter what disease has attacked them, God, we know that you are a deliverer. God, we stand on the word. We decree and declare, God, and we call those things that be not as though they already are. And we give you thanks tonight. We give you glory and we give you praise. God, we magnify you because you alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Lord, your word says, well, God, when the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of that trouble and out of all of that fear. God, we thank you for your deliverance tonight. And Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor. Lord, we adore you, God. We pray for our young men and women, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, you cover me in your blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save to the utmost, God. Save the night, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, we put them on the altar. We give you glory and honor. We call it so in the name of Jesus that they will surrender their lives to you, Lord. They will change it. They will walk with you. And Father, we give you thanks for it. We pray for that mother tonight as she worried about that child, or worried about that son, or worried about that daughter. God, we pray, God, that you encourage their hearts tonight. And Father, we give you glory and honor. God, you make the crooked places straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to cover that mind of that individual that's trying to do evil. Cover that mind, God, in the name of Jesus. And cover them in the blood of Jesus and snatch them out of the hands of the clutches of the enemy. Father God, we give you glory and we magnify your name tonight. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus for families tonight. We pray for individuals tonight. Father, we pray, God, for whatever situation that they are facing with, that you will meet the need. You will comfort them, Father. We pray for those that's in the hospital, God. We pray for those that are sick at home. We pray, God, for your miracle working power. God, we thank you. And we call it so tonight. We give you glory tonight. God, we magnify you because you alone is worthy of all the praises and the glory and the honor. And God, we ask you to, as we move, God, in this election, God, let us, Lord, teach us, God, to listen to your voice and know your voice when you speak to us. God, that we will move because you have spoken, God. We will obey because you have said the word. And God, we give you glory, and we call it so in the name of Jesus. Reveal, expose, and destroy every crooked, every evil in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us around the globe, that is the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for me, you, ladies and gentlemen, your family, your wife, your husband, your children, your grandchildren, nieces and nephews, ladies and gentlemen, our city, our county, our state, and our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and even around the globe. So we thank God for Bishop praying over us today, ladies and gentlemen. Without a doubt, we all need prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the Lord in Romans talks about the mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counsel? The Lord we serve, the God we serve, ladies and gentlemen, he has no counsel. He is the counsel, ladies and gentlemen, for all things good. And we're just excited about God being who he is today. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. I want to remind you, if you have a prayer request or a comment, hit *1 on your phone as we get ready to open up the lines for Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. *1 will put you in queue. And we thank God for you being with us tonight. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Let's go to the phones, Bishop. And I know we got Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, God bless you. You are up. God bless you, ma'am. Bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. I wanted to say I thank the Lord for the word tonight. I thank the Lord for the prayers that Bishop prayed for, just everything that he prayed for and everything that the Lord brought upon him, put it that way. And I'm praying for tonight, Father God, for me and my family, for more fruits of the Spirit, Father God. And I'm praying also for the whole world that we need peace around the world. We need God to be putting his hands around the world, especially for those that are giving their lives up to Jesus, and for the homeless that are out there that has no direction, but we believe in Jesus to cover them as well.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer request. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we all need each other. We all need prayer. And we all got to come together more. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. I'm going to mention your last four digits as well as we go to the next caller. 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah, I want to thank Elder Kevin and thank Bishop for his prayer and the consistency of prayer because God is just not for Sunday. And I would like to thank all of the mentors who don't have name recognition, who always pray for you or drop a nugget on you. I like to pray for all of those people. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. I do have a caller with the last four digits, 0140. You're live on the air if you have a prayer request or comment. Just want to give you an opportunity if you like. God bless you. Last four digits, 0140. You're live on the air. I'll give you a few seconds if you like. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. Praise God. Praise God. God is so good, ladies and gentlemen, to us each and every day. And we thank everybody who's live on the air right now in Jesus' name. At this time, I'll return this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Father, we thank God tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are homeless tonight, God, that you will meet every need, you will supply every need in their lives through somebody that will touch their hearts. Father, we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that safety and that protection. Father, we pray for peace in this world. And God, you're the only one can give us the peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you, God, as we rest in your word. We thank you, God, as the young lady, as we continue to bless her spiritual, God. Reveal your revelation knowledge to her. And Father, we thank you, God, as we continue to pray, God, for those that are praying. We pray for those that we don't know that are praying and believing the word of God and decree and declaring the word. We pray for their strength. We pray for the joy of the Lord will continue to bless them and be with them and continue to direct their lives. Father, we pray tonight, God, as you continue to be gracious and mercy to us and continue to bless your people everywhere. And we forever give you praise and all glory shall be thine. We pray for those people in Africa tonight. We pray for those pastors. We pray for the individuals there. We pray for the need of the people there. We pray for those in Japan, Europe, all other countries. We pray for their God, in the name of Jesus, that you will meet their needs, that you will give them salvation. And Father, we thank you for every miracle that you have already performed, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the airways of being filled with the Spirit of God by the Word of God, and we give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you, everyone that's online today and those listening live on the network as well. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, prayer is essential. It's always been essential, but it's definitely essential as we're speaking today for all reasons that everybody mentioned tonight and even more as Bishop prayed over those areas today. So we thank you so much for being with us today. I want to encourage everybody to step up their prayer life. Step up your time with the Lord. Have that peace time, that wonderful time with him to get direction and love and peace and direction on what you need to be doing for your family, for yourself each and every day. But we truly must pray, and we must pray without ceasing. Boy, do I understand that scripture even more today. We must pray without ceasing, ladies and gentlemen. That means every day. You can be doing whatever you do each and every day and still be in prayer. Each and every day unto the Lord. So we thank you so much for that prayer time and that prayer unto the Lord. For only he can fix everything, ladies and gentlemen. For only he can heal. For only he can comfort us each and every day as we move about around this world, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' name. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. I want to turn this back over to Bishop as we close this time of prayer out on the network. Bishop, thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everybody tonight. Let us continue to pray for our nation. Let us continue to pray for those that have lost loved ones by violence. We pray for their safety of the family and encourage their families. We pray for those young people today that was killed in Texas, their families. It was 14 young kids and one teacher. We pray for those families as we continue to pray. And for all people that have been murdered and killed in some tragic way or another, we pray for their families. As we pray that God will strengthen them in that time, and during this season may be difficult, praise God, but we can pray. We can intercede for them on their behalf. But sometimes things come and you don't, and not in the state of mind so that you can pray. So somebody else has to pray for you. As we pray for one another, we pray for one another. As God continue to bless you, hold fast to the word. Don't you give up on the miracles that God has promised you. And the blessings of God will overtake you as he has promised. And look for the word of God. Read the word of God daily. Study the word of God. Meditate on the word. And speak the word to yourself. And know that God hears you when you call. God bless you tonight. We love you. We're praying for you as never before. That God will continue to bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. And we love you and Dr. Crenshaw and the family, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much, Bishop, for what Bishop is doing tonight for us in prayer. To encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, in prayer each and every day, we want to encourage you to stay focused on the Lord. I think the brother mentioned earlier, we're having church right now. Church is every day. Remember, you are the church. We do assemble in the different locations around the world as a body, but we are the church, ladies and gentlemen. So that means we're having church right now in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. And we've got to give him praise, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise for tonight. Amen. Yes, yes. Again, I don't understand it all, but God is still God. And I believe in my heart of hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is going to fix everything. One day, this is all going to be fixed in his name through the blood of Jesus. So we thank God for, he's going to fix it, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to fix everything. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of your evening. I want you to have a powerful and productive week as well. Get things done, the things you got to get done. Encourage somebody, ladies and gentlemen. Encourage your family members. Call them. Have some round table around the table to talk about the prayer, talk about the Lord. Just talk to them about things that are going on and comfort them as well. But let's have a time of prayer with ourselves, with our family, with our Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much. Hey, I want to leave you with this, and we're just going to give God a hand clap of praise as we let you go tonight. Remember to always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise for prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Amen. Good evening, everybody. Y'all take care of yourselves now. Bye-bye.